President-elect George W. Bush is deciding how he wants to reshape the U.S. military. During his campaign for the White House, he charged again and again that the military was in decline. He promised to improve morale. He also promised to buy expensive new weapons like a missile defense system. Today, the president-elect began facing the challenge of keeping some of those promises. NPR's Steve Inskeep has a report.
The president-elect met with some of the lawmakers who would have to find the money to pay for his plans. Bush has moved out of the Texas governor's office now, so they met in an Austin hotel. Afterward, Bush introduced the crowd of lawmakers, including John Warner. He's the silver-haired chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee.
Senator Warner is being the oldest person here. Well, being one of the more senior.
Most senior.
Well, I'm not so sure about the seniority, Mr. President-elect. We thank you.
Warner is 73 years old. He took over the Armed Services Committee a few years ago when the Senate needed somebody younger to replace longtime Chairman Strom Thurmond. The veteran lawmakers met the Cold War veterans who make up Bush's national security team. They began talking about ways to prepare the military for the future. Bush repeated one of his top priorities. He wants the government to spend billions of dollars on a national missile defense system. He wants a bigger system than the one the Pentagon is now testing. He wants to be able to shoot down ballistic missiles aimed at the U.S. or its allies.
It's a sensitive subject for some members. I understand that. It's a sensitive subject for leaders of different countries around the world. On the other hand, I think it's our obligation to do everything we can to protect America and our allies from the real threats of the 21st century.
It's a sensitive subject for a lot of reasons. Pentagon experts are now talking about a missile defense much smaller than the so-called Star Wars plan that President Reagan proposed during the Cold War. But it's still complicated. The Pentagon has already spent billions to develop a system which failed in 2 out of 3 recent tests. Critics say the system can't shoot down a sophisticated missile at all. And some analysts say some of America's future enemies may not bother building missiles. Security experts often raise different scenarios. Say a terrorist group just puts a nuclear bomb on a cargo ship and floats it into New York Harbor. Say a terrorist carries biological weapons into Boston in a satchel. Senator Warner insists that Bush understands missile defense will not solve every problem.
He looks at missile defense in the overall context of what we call homeland defense, whether it's from incoming missiles or terrorists with nuclear weapons, perhaps, satchel weapons, that was brought up by one of our colleagues, environmental weapons, chemical weapons, those things.
Bush met with Democrats, too, including Senator Carl Levin. The Democratic senator stepped to the microphone to describe the meeting, and Republican John Warner mumbled some gentle coaching about what to say.
Well, just general, we had a good meeting, bipartisan.
Levin obligingly said it was a good meeting, bipartisan, but he still worries about missile defense. Some of America's allies warned that a limited missile defense might just prompt some countries to build up their missile strength so they can overwhelm it.
And rather than reducing nuclear weapons, we see an increase in the number of nuclear weapons on the part of those countries, including possibly Russia and China.
There's one more issue. The Congressional Budget Office says that even a limited missile defense would cost tens of billions of dollars. And even before it pays for missile defense, the Pentagon faces a massive cash problem. The military says it needs to buy so many high-tech weapons that it's already facing massive shortfalls. In campaign speech after campaign speech, Bush promised to rebuild the military. But he never made it clear how he would pay for missile defense or any other new weapons. The lawmakers say that at today's friendly meeting, they chose not to discuss any details of that uncomfortable question. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Washington.